You know, I looked up the lyrics for Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne's lyrics, just to see what he was talking about back then. I used to listen to that rock music when I was in high school, you know. That's all I listened to is rock and roll. But I didn't really know what I know now, and I definitely wasn't saved. Thought I was, but I'm Crazy Train. So I read some of the lyrics, and one part says, if we would just learn to love and not hate, you know, learn how to love people and not hate people. And he saw how he said something about the media created the fake reality or something to that effect, you know. So Ozzy Osbourne, in his lyrics, he knew that the system was jacked up, if you want to call it that, you know. The system was messed up. And so, but the problem is, instead of him running to Jesus, and a lot of these people, instead of them running to Jesus, they'll even say stuff about the preachers, you know. And maybe some of the preachers are part of the problem, but you're not going to find love apart from Christ, you know. You're not going to find real love apart from Christ, you know. And a lot of men and women are looking for their soulmate or whatever you want to call it. Well, you got to get your identity in Christ before you can. You got to be happy with yourself before you can be happy with somebody else, you know. You got to be content in who you are and not trying to impress anybody. I think one of the tests, could you live in a hut somewhere and be content? You know, could you lose all your possessions as long as you had some food and shelter and be content? I'm out in the middle of the road. It's crazy. I'm sitting here thinking about what I'm saying, and I'm in the middle of the road. The light's red. That's wild. Anyway, so everybody's running here and there, and it's wild. I'm looking at this vegetarian store. I thought it would shut down within 3 months, but it's still going. It's hard to believe. They painted the building green and black. I just don't think it's gonna last. Because there's no red, you know. It's got to have some red. Got to have a little bit of red. But anyway, everybody's talking about learn to love and not hate. But see, at the same time, they're wanting what they call free love, you know. And that's not real love, you know. Love, what happens in love? It's sacrifice. There's somebody's going to sacrifice. Both people are going to sacrifice. Eventually, there's going to be some sacrifice that happens. I had an uncle who ran. He was in the bar business his whole life. When I was a kid, I watched him. He'd start this bar and make some money, and it'd shut down. He'd be broke and run the drop cord over to our house to live off the drop cord. And he'd start another bar and he'd make a lot of money, and then he'd be broke. And then he'd run a drop cord again, and he'd make a lot of money, and it just kept going, you know. And it always crashes and burns. The dark side always crashes and burns. Because if you talk to somebody on the dark side, like Ozzy Osbourne, they might say those words, but when it comes down to it, are they willing to sacrifice? Are they willing to endure? Do they have real love? Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 Corinthians 13. Love never fails, you know. But theirs is more of love of money and love of image and outward show, you know. People pleasing and what people think. of stuff. But so my point is, people see a lot of these musicians. They see the truth that this place is all fake. The media, politicians, they see how crazy and messed up it is. But they don't run to the real solution. They think they can fix it. They think they have the answer. But no human has the answer. Without Christ, there's no answer. There's no answer without Christ. But they go their whole life writing music, doing skits, trying to change the world with the world's tools. And you can't do that. The gospel, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You're not going to change the world with the tools of the world. You're not going to learn how to love unless you love from a five-dimensional love, you know, agape love. Every other kind of love apart from agape love is pretty much selfish love, you know. And so, a lot of people see how crazy this place is. You know, a lot of people were fighting. They were, you know, with the Israel thing, you know, the Gaza Israel thing. A lot of people were saying, don't do what y'all complained about doing. Don't be hypocritical, you know. But almost everybody who speaks up, they're hypocritical. If it was their family, they'd have done the same thing. If it was them and those, if it was them, if they were in their shoes, they'd done the same thing. If somebody comes across the street, takes a sledgehammer to your car, and they're right across the street, you're probably going to take that sledgehammer from them and go to their car. It's just the way, that's the way. And you might hit both their cars. I got this nature thing going on around me. I got like bees everywhere, squirrels crawling on the fence, and bees flying around. I'm about to make a change. I can't even go in my front yard without thinking about getting stung or getting attacked. I don't know what to do. It's turned into like a nature's... I guess I could put a video out and just have it running all day and live video of birds and squirrels and bees and who knows what else. I might have to put some kind of sound frequency to get rid of. Crazy train, all aboard. All aboard. It is a crazy place. That's for sure. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Period. Crazy train. And it is a train ride. Because if you think about a train, it's the training program. You're in a simulated training program that's cutting you, turning you. And when you're looking at somebody else and you're judging them, you look three fingers pointing back, you're just as guilty or worse in some way, shape, or form. You might have done exactly. You might not have killed somebody, but you've had it in your murder in your heart at times, you know. And if you haven't had that, you might have had greed. You know, you broke an all. If you broke one Ten Commandment, you broke them all. You know, that's the whole deal. If you break one commandment, you've broken them all. I was up on the roof and this weekend putting a ridge vent fitting. I think the ridge vent was leaking, so I was fixing the ridge vent. And I'd cut my hand at work, and I just kept cutting it, and it just keeps. So I need to take a break. It's kind of swelled up right now. Hope it's not infected. Anyway, man born a woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. That's the way it goes. I got to sleep. Maybe that's what I need. So, you know, before I cut this off, if everybody's awake to it, why hadn't it been solved? Why haven't we fixed this problem? Because you're trying to do it. Man is trying to fix his own problems. Can man rule himself? Without God, you can't, you're not going to make it. And a lot of these UFOs and these things in the sky, a lot of it's probably angels trying to stop man from destroying himself, you know? Because they're ministering spirits, you know? Man will destroy himself. If God left man alone, he would destroy himself.